When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush out today, back on Monday. Hope you've enjoyed the crazy show so far. Been a little wild in here. Kind of. Bella and Ben. Bella told you to get Botox last segment.
Yeah, how about that?
That happened.
Bella. Ben.
Yep.
And Ben is just being Ben.
Be curious. Stay curious, he said.
Stay curious. That's pretty cliche, Ben.
Yeah, he didn't try very hard in that one.
pretty cliche.
Thanks to...
Stay curious, yes, old man.
Thank you to Midwest Bank and Steve Schindler for always sponsoring Hour 2 of Early Break. Steve Schindler has the day off today.
Shindaddy.
He's preparing for the weekend, it sounds like.
Really?
Shindaddy is.
He has the day off.
Day off.
He deserves it.
He does.
What was yesterday at the bank?
I forgot, but I know that Greg, Missing Tooth Greg, came in saying he went up there and he was missing a part of his eye because he got in a skydiving accident with Steve
Schindler.
They had
skydiving this week. There's one day, the day that got me, and I'm telling you, I laid in bed thinking about it. The Hostess pies. He had 2,000 Hostess pies. And those Hostess pies were a big part of a lot of people's childhoods because they were the density was remarkable. The taste was always good. They're consistent. You never got a bad one. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm not.
I'm not going to go
the Hostess pie.
Yeah, I'm not going to go this far into this, but Bill comes up with some amazing, and Shindaddy.
Yeah.
Bill and Shindaddy come up with these amazing sort of, ideas.
Promotions.
Yeah. And many of them emanate from the past. And anybody my age-ish that's listening remembers those Hostess pies. And how big they were in our childhood. Those were critical.
And today, Missing Tooth Greg brought you an Entenmann's pie.
We're going to call it an Entenmann's
pie.
Yeah, Greg.
That was the brand of that.
And those are really good.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Did it scorch your mouth? Like,
no.
You know, like a McDonald's apple pie, Mike?
He has a heating mechanism in his truck hooked up. And he heated them up. He does an amazing job. We have an amazing bunch of listeners. Rebecca was in here one morning when Greg was here, and she just looked at me and said, "You're spoiled. You know that."
you said, "I know."
I'm absolutely aware. Oh my god!
Breakfast almost every day.
People bring food. I mean,
Dee brought in Furious cheeseburger this morning for you.
Yeah, people bring gifts routinely.
Yep. Great people out there. Yeah, we appreciate all the breakers.
Oh God, do we appreciate the breakers?
They're very good people.
I hope they understand that. I hope to God they understand.
By the way, I received a text or a message during the break from a gold medalist in the Olympics from previous years.
What are you talking about?
Kurt Tomasevich.
Wait a second.
He's listening to the show right now.
Kurt Tomasevich.
Is
a breaker?
The pride of Shelby, Nebraska, sent me a message during the break.
What did it say?
He says he's going to be at the Sugar Ray concert tomorrow.
Really?
He says he's looking forward more actually to... Better than Ezra and Tonic than Sugar Ray. I'm like, well, I don't agree with that part, but if I go, I look forward to hopefully seeing him. I saw Kurt at the Wallflowers concert also.
Did you? So you know him?
Yeah.
You know the gold medalist.
I have shook hands and met the gold medalist, Kurt Tomasevich. He's a breaker. So we have gold medalists of the Olympics listening to this show.
That scares me, frankly. Thank you, Kurt, for listening, and enjoy the concert. Hopefully Jake will be there.
I hope I see you. We'll have a beer.
Yeah.
If so.
Yeah. That's tomorrow or tonight?
That's tomorrow. Tonight is Lee Brice in Omaha.
Yeah, never heard of Lee Brice.
Dwight Yoakam in Lincoln, and then tomorrow Sugar Ray.
Yoakam's in Lincoln.
You're right. Guitars, Cadillacs, and Hillbilly Music over here at Pinewood Bowl.
God, I'll be...
could go.
I know.
You could go.
I could, and I might.
We just said spontaneity.
Yeah.
Have some. Be curious, says young Ben. Botox from Bella. Don't do that tonight, but stay away from the Botox.
Bella came with Botox, which is very uncharacteristic of Bella.
And she was laughing, though. Gave her a hearty laugh.
Oh, the peanut gallery.
Yeah, the peanut gallery got going over there.
No, they're really rolling today.
They are on a Friday.
Yeah.
464-5685, call or text as always. You are going to go to practice today. You'll see. What are you looking for at practice? Anything you want to?
Oh, Jake, I think the one thing I'd start out with is the O line. Go over to the O line. It's always interesting watching Donovan. I'll tell you one thing, Jake. It's not sleepy at practice. Donovan Raiola is fired up. So what am I going to look for? Who's left tackle? Who's with the ones? I mean, it's got probably be Turner. Is Corcoran dressed out? Is it, right. What's this pitch count that Sean Callahan's referring to in Tunnel Talk today and on Husker Online? What is it? Is a pitch count? Is it in effect today? Are they resting Turner Corcoran, or is he full go? I mean, I'd definitely watch that. I know Litovsky's not going to be practicing. I don't need to see if he's practicing or not.
Now Saturday at the practice that I went to, Tommy Hill did not play because of load management.
Load management. So
will he be out there
is
today?
He out there? Yeah, is he out there today?
Watch for
going,
that.
Like rolling, practicing. I bet he is. I just don't know. I don't know how much load management. I mean, they're only a few days, 6-7 days into practice.
Right.
I would think Tommy Hill would be rolling. What else would I look for? Mekhi Nelson. I'm kind of interested.
I saw him at the practice. He looked pretty good.
True freshman.
He's a late addition as a running back to the roster. He looked solid in the teamwork of practice.
I just wonder,
people
are saying, well, we're really simple. You're going to look at the fifth string running back. That's what you're interested in. Well, fifth, sixth string, whatever he is. I don't know. I want to see if he's capable of making a move is what I'm – now, can I assess that in 40 minutes of non-contact? Probably not. But you can – listen, I can look at body type. I can look at size and see, okay, does he have a legit chance? You always want to see Dylan throwing it.
I don't know in your 40 minutes if you'll see any sort of kicking at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
you will probably. I know you will.
I know
you
say, oh, wow. Why? Listen, that's a huge part of this team.
We
discussed at length the last week or so that special teams, if this team's going to be in contention to have the Iowa game matter for something in late November, hey, you got to have better kicking. I'm talking about field goals, extra points, punting.
Net punting.
Everything. Let's see if you have any chance to see that. Any sort of looks with John Hole today or
I don't know that you'll see plays kicking, but I bet we'll see some special teams punting.
See if Buscini looks better out there.
Want to see returns. Greg, Missing Tooth Greg, points out, and he gave me a sheet, and of course I put it in my bag, that Nebraska over the past 3 years has, I think, 115 yards of punt returns.
3 years?
Yeah. Okay. Now, that would be, if you look at the individual from last year that was number 50 in the country, he had 117 yards. Number 50 in the country. I'm going to ask Matt Rhule about it at some point. Is Nebraska going to return punts? Is this something that, can't you do it? Now, that's not just a Matt Rhule discussion. That's obviously goes back to Frost, and really beyond that, it goes clear back to Jake.
I'm researching.
Santino Panico.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, Nebraska has just raised the white flag on punt returns for some reason. Okay, 115 yards in the last 3 years is what they've got on punt returns, Ben.
That's terrible.
That was embarrassing.
I was doing some research here during that. So I'm looking up DeMorne Pierce now.
Okay.
You just said in the last 3 years, Nebraska's had 112 yards.
115.
Okay. I'm looking at DeMorne Pierce-Snell when he was in college in Nebraska. 2014, his first year, his freshman year, SIP, he had, in one season, 596 return yards, punt returns. 34 returns, 3 touchdowns, 17.5 yard average per return.
17.5.
Now, his sophomore year again.
Greg, I hope you're. Is Greg here?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Sophomore year, some injuries crept up there. So 4 returns for 48 yards, still at a 12-yard average and 4 returns. 2016, 23 returns for 168, so more than Nebraska's had the last 3 years combined.
Right. First year, though?
His freshman year, he had 34 returns for 596 yards.
In a season.
And 3 touchdowns.
In a season.
And you're talking about 115 yards in 3 years for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shouldn't be rocket science for this to be possible.
No, it shouldn't.
You just have to try.
There's teams that return.
Some effort here.
There's still teams that return punts.
Absolutely they do.
Yeah.
Iowa returns punts. Think about how Cooper DeJean helped that team out. We make fun of Iowa's offense, and deservedly so. It has been bad for a while. They won games, though, because they had incredible defense and because they made plays on special teams, both in the punt game, the kick game, and definitely in the return game.
I think the punt return discussion is important because it illustrates an attacking mindset.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I see a team with a punt returner who doesn't put up his hand and tries to get yards, you automatically think of that team in a better light, right? Even if they're not very good, you think, oh, well, at least they're attacking. They're attacking. They're trying. It's not just an automatic throw up your hand. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love when a team's returning punts. The optics really good. So try it, and it seems to fit Matt Rhule's style. Right. He's an aggressive minded coach. Obviously, Nebraska has a very aggressive minded defense. The 3-3-5 is aggressive. It's aggression. Okay. Now, you would say, well, simple. Come on, all defenses are. Yeah, they are by nature, but some more than others. The 3-3-5 is sort of a risk-taking, aggressive defense. That's what I'd like to see in the punt return game. Try it. I mean, show some willingness to risk it. It's not a huge risk. Now there is the element of, a fumbled punt is about as bad a situation as you can be in.
That's bad.
Because don't get the – I mean, you're about to get a possession, and then you don't. And then you're probably giving up the ball, deep in your own territory a lot of the time. But still, God, Pearsonell, 500-plus yards in one season.
He had 596 return yards.
And how fun was that?
His average was 17.5 yards return. That's just stupid. That's stupid.
It's stupid, but it was exciting. Right? Super exciting. It was exciting.
It was all, every time he punted, he said, hey, we got this. It wasn't just, hey, let's go get, let's go to the, the bathroom. It was, hey, we got to watch this. It's DeMorne Pearsonell time. It's DPE time. And he oftentimes made that worthwhile. The Michigan State game, he brought them back from the dead. Iowa game, touchdown again, return against Iowa.
He had 2 returns against Iowa.
He damn right he did.
2 returns. One of them he got tackled by the kicker. Right.
He scored the other one, though.
Right. But think about those plays against Iowa in that game, which Nebraska won. Went to Iowa and won that game. Bo got fired the next
down
day.
Down 10 in the fourth quarter. They came back, forced OT, and won an OT.
And Pelini got fired the next day.
That's right. After a win at Iowa.
At Iowa.
Now we're happy with a 5-yard return.
We are kind of all.
When someone averaged 17.5 a return
when
that
gets
season,
five,
34 attempts.
When someone gets 5, you're like, oh my God, they just got a 5-yard return.
You're like, okay, they got some yardage there. Yeah. How about that?
Anyway.
It doesn't have to be
rocket
science.
Okay, so what else do you look for today?
I think you got to look at the quarterback situation. I mean,
I want to look at Grahamstead.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Jalen Grahamstead. How does he look? Does he look the part as a guy that could potentially be a number 2 quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I would say at this point that Henrik Harburg is number two.
Yeah.
Not Grahamstad, but can Grahamstad, does he have the potential to elevate himself beyond Henrik Harburg? There's a spot on this team for Harburg to play, whether it's quarterback or, I mean, he caught the first pass of last season. Don't forget that. Harburg caught the first pass of last season as a tight end.
The
Nebraska.
Only thing I'm going to ask you about when you go down that road, the question I always ask is, I'm not big on the discussion because of this. Who are you taking off the field? Who are you taking off? You taking Fedoni off?
It could be a special package where, hey, right, listen, right. Harburg is not a great passer, but he's capable.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. You open up a
trick play potential with him on the field.
Okay, I guess gadget plays have a place.
It's not always a gadget.
You don't want to see Miami Dolphins use a gadget play.
No, it worked for the Wildcat 1 year, but that didn't work in the playoffs at all. It was a fun year.
I'm not big on gadgets. If your offense is good,
you know, everyone says, "Well, he could be Taysom Hill." Are the Saints good right now?
No, that's gadgety.
Like Taysom Hill, yeah, he makes some plays, but guess what? That's not a vital part. That should not be something that a team is utilizing like that.
I don't think so.
The Saints have been very average the last 5 years since he's been there.
It's a philosophical discussion largely, so there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer. I'm just not big on that discussion of, just throw Henrik out there and some sort of gadget to get him, to appease him, I guess. No. He wants to be a quarterback, not a gadget player. I wouldn't mess with it if I was the head coach. I wouldn't.
Sorry. But I'm still curious if Grahamstad will surpass him. I said right now on August 9th, I'm assuming that Henrik Harburg is number two quarterback.
I'm going to watch that close today.
You should.
We don't talk enough about probably Justin Jenkins, probably the starting right guard. I don't know that I'll focus on him, but I'm interested in him. I mean, he's a dog now. He's a guy that the Raiolas like. We should talk. He's sort of a player that just doesn't get much discussion, partly because he's a guard, I suppose, and guards generally don't get a lot of discussion. But I like that guard picture with Justin Jenkins and Mazuka.
Right.
I do like that picture.
If you can shore up the left tackle spot, then you feel a lot better about that line.
Their interior looks really good.
Ben Scott's a great center. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good interior.
And there's optimism about Bryce Benhart at right tackle.
Well, it's real just, lot.
Hey, the question is, can left tackle, do you have a guy? Corcoran has experience, but is he healthy? Like you said, pitch count today and going forward this fall.
God, wouldn't you say, I saw Sean Callahan write this, that Corcoran, his importance to the team is as much as anyone's. He might be his importance is arguably as high as anybody on the team.
I think that's a good take. Yeah. That's a proper take.
Yeah.
That's a proper take. So I look forward to your report. I will not be there. I look forward to your report from practice.
I will report from practice, Jake.
I used to go. I'm too busy now.
That's okay.
Can't go anymore. I got stuff this morning.
You are a grown up.
Before we get to break, the words you don't want to hear in IT are, I've been hacked!
Bill would be proud of
you. You don't want to be hacked. It's a bad sign. I thought we got hacked this morning when I couldn't print. But simply it was, the cord was not plugged in. I plugged in the Ethernet cord. But you know what? A place you won't get hacked with is Applied Connective Technologies. Sit there in all 93 counties because the state, they trust them. They believe in them.
The counties trust them.
99% retention rate, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They can manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. It's one team for all your tech solutions.
Wow.
And by the way, I received a text this morning when I was talking about the IT thing from Will. Will from Applied Connective texted me saying, maybe I should come by and see what's going on over there. He texted my phone number.
Really?
So I got a text from Kurt Tomasevich and Will from Applied Connective today.
You dropping
names.
It's
been names. A morning.
Listen to Jake just
been
dropping
a
names.
It's been a morning over
just
here.
Just dropping names. Anybody else you want to?
That's it. That's all I got for text. My mom texted me at one point today, too.
Did she? Your mom texted?
Yeah, she said good morning. That was very kind.
Wow.
AppliedConnective.com. Or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation with Applied Connective Technologies. Don't get hacked. When we come back, Bill's Thrills today is Sips Tips.
Oh,
what's on Sips' mind? That's up next on Early Break on The Ticket.